in total of the first fault after she nicknamed the base bodic the kick of a thief. A mouse went into a house that was already checked, and the mouse had bread in his mouth. Nicholas Achav and Masafi Rubin. Afterwards, the Baal Bais walks and he sees his crumbs. I feel if they call a kika, so I'll ask him if they can buy his Achav kika shalitmas. The Baal Bais has to search for that loaf of bread or that cookie or whatever's in the mouth of the mouse, even though we see crumbs on the floor, because we do not assume the crumbs are coming from what the mouse had in its mouth. Why? It says the Mechadol Kishen Dakar shall Achav the fire. These mice do not make crumbs. They take the thing whole and they put it in their place and eat it. And if you found crumbs, it must be some child or somebody else putting crumbs. Lo meis a kikir. Avon tidok nifnas a vayis bodek a kikir bin yodav nifnas achav a musa pirudim ein tzorach l'asav a lidog shechaz kosa she'ochle. If a child came into the house with a cookie or bread or whatever in his hands or mouth and they found crumbs that were equivalent to the size of that old aida, then you could assume that he ate it, could assume that he made crumbs. Now, before I mentioned that he found enough crumbs to make up for the whole kikar, the mice has a discussion. The Machaber says, he's shaman, she made the pirum kadeyak, call a kikar, tzarach la'asav lidok. All the time we are lenient and rely on the crumbs, as if the crumbs could explain that you have enough crumbs there for the whole amount of chametz's cotton hair. In other words, the first opinion says that even if he found less crumbs than he had, you assume he ate part of it and the rest is crumbs. Whereas the second opinion says that no, you have to find all the crumbs. The Maisa says that because of the first svara, that as long as you found some crumbs, you can assume the child ate it and whatever he ate, and the crumbs are the leftovers and you just clean them up and that's the end of it. The Rabban is talking about a case where he did bittul and it's only a chash to Rabbanon. Chash to Raisa, then one should be machmir to do another deed. Mr. Baru brings from the Kochayim, the Goy came into the house with chametz. You don't have to make a new bikas chametz because an adult doesn't hide the chametz. Whatever he had, he takes that with him and puts it in a place and he can see.